aren't you tired of fighting the same battle? Do you feel like you're constantly overanalyzing your anxiety symptoms, trying to identify why it's happening? You might be Google searching your symptoms, you might be doing lifestyle adjustments, and you can't find any relief, and you feel like you're in this constant hamster wheel. In this video, I want to talk a little bit more about the mindsets around recovery, so that if you feel stuck, if you feel hopeless, if you feel lost, watch this video and it'll give you some perspective. I'll teach you how to change your mindset, but I'll also help you understand what to do differently so that you can actually start making results. Let's get it started. So if you're new to the channel, if you are recently on the anxiety recovery journey, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms. I'm not going to be talking about the principles of recovery. That's a whole separate conversation, and I can be making hundreds of videos on that alone. But if you are new on the recovery journey, or you're not really sure what the recovery journey looks like, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook that breaks down what the recovery journey looks like, what to expect, helping you understand the mechanics of what's going on. This is something that would have really helped me when I was struggling, when I was lost, when I couldn't get answers. It was just these principles, and once I adjusted this, my recovery took a whole new trajectory. So the link is down below. But in this video, I want to talk about how I often see so many people just having the same battle over and over again. And I can tell they're getting tired. They feel so exhausted. You know, when I first started helping people on the recovery journey, I was meeting 10, 15 people a day, really understanding what their biggest struggles were, why they were stuck in the cycle. And what I found after having conversations with God, probably maybe 1,000 people at least at this time, what I noticed is that the issue was never an issue of effort. It wasn't like they weren't putting enough effort. What often happened is that it was an issue of approach. And so what would happen is that I would ask people that were trying to overcome their symptoms. I would say, oh, so like, you know, what have you tried to do to make this go away? So they would say, you know, the typical story, you know, I went to my doctors, I got everything ruled out, everything was fine. I guess this is anxiety. Then I said, okay, good. At least you know that. So what are you doing to make this go away? And then what I would often see is people saying, well, you know, I'm trying to go out for more walks. I'm trying to relax more. I'm trying to do massages. I'm taking magnesium. I'm taking ashwagandha. I might be taking this medication, or they might be actually taking medication. And I'd always say the same thing. I said, okay, that's good, but that's all lifestyle stuff. Like, what are you doing to reverse the cycle right now? And what I would often do is I would help them understand the recovery journey and what steps to take, what principles to apply. And then after our chat, you know, we would continue on. You know, we would be enrolling people in the program, and some people would choose not to join, which is obviously cool. It's fine. And what I would often find is they would reach back out, maybe 3 months out, 6 months out, maybe a year out. And I would look at their situation and I would say, okay, well, what did you do differently from our last conversation? You were talking about lifestyle adjustments, or, you know, you're trying to do all these other things. Like, what did you try to do different in this last year? And what I would often find is people would just say that they were doing the same thing, that they were just trying more lifestyle adjustments. And what I found is that they just kept doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And the interesting thing is that this lesson can be applied on so many different levels of the recovery journey. You might be having intrusive thoughts, and your instinct might be to fight the thoughts or to run away from the thoughts, to run away from the voice. And when you do that, you're still fighting the same battle over and over again. Oftentimes, people fight this battle so much that it becomes a compulsion. And the fundamental consistent thing behind all these examples is that they keep fighting the same battle. So much of recovery is about changing your approach. You're trying to do something to make this go away. You're trying to do something to find some relief in the moment. And I understand that. That makes a lot of sense. You apply this to getting sick, it makes sense, right? If you're sick, you take things to feel better, right? If you have a headache, you take an aspirin, the headache goes away. So why wouldn't that apply to recovery? Why not if I go outside and go for a walk, or if I do meditation, or if I do grounding exercises, or if I do breathing techniques, why doesn't that work the same way? Why can't I find relief? Why is that keeping me stuck in the cycle? Well, it's important to understand that anxiety and recovery and healing from this is different than healing from a cold, from healing from a headache. This is different. What's keeping this alive is the constant compulsion of trying to fix this. Your actions, your beliefs, what you think is true and what you don't think is true is what's keeping this alive. There's a mental component behind this. It's not just a physical issue, right? Like if you get sick and if you have a common cold, it doesn't matter if you believe in a virus or not. Your body's going to fight it off, right? When it comes to anxiety and you're experiencing, let's say, heart palpitations, dizziness, nausea, if you think that is an undiagnosed medical condition, and no matter how many times you've gone to the doctors and say it's fine, you still believe that, you're not going to be able to overcome it because you're always going to be adding more fear to it. Every time it surfaces up, you're going to think worst case scenario. Now, when you think worst case scenario, your body's going to react in worst case scenario. How does it react? Well, it goes into what we call the fight or flight response. And that, ironically, it's that response that's bringing the dizziness, the palpitations, all those symptoms. People just have to acknowledge and accept at a certain point, which is, I'm doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And so if you're in that journey, or if you feel like that in the moment, ask yourself, how is your approach? How are you approaching this? Now look, even when you're making progress, let's say you're doing everything right, recovery is going to feel uncomfortable. You know, when I was struggling with anxiety, there were moments, there was like at least a solid year of constant discomfort. I mean, constant anguish and pain. And then when I started heading the right direction, I was like, okay, that part of my life is done. And what I found was, yes, that was true, but I still felt the discomfort of recovery. So recovery in itself was also uncomfortable too. Now, this isn't to like scare you or anything. It's a different type of discomfort, but I still had challenges on my recovery journey. And that's okay. You know, anytime you're healing, anytime you're growing, you're gonna have moments of discomfort because you're coming out of your comfort zone. Even though this feels incredibly debilitating right now and you feel like you're stuck and you feel like you really just want to get out of this, there is an element here. It's subtle, but there is an element that you're still somewhat in your comfort zone to a certain degree. Your comfort zone is painful, it sucks, it's making you miserable, but it's still known. When you start going into the unknown and you start testing the principles of recovery, you start seeing for yourself, you're going into the unknown. You're doing things that you don't know if it's going to work or not. And that's naturally scary. So I hope this makes sense. And I hope you take some time to audit and ask yourself, are you doing the same thing over and over again? Are you feeling like you're in this hamster wheel of anxiety? And if you are, well, what are you going to do differently now? What are you going to do to change things up? Again, I've always said, find a guide on the recovery journey. It doesn't need to be us. If you want it to be us, definitely, you know, you can apply and, you know, we can chat. But even if it's not us, I always think it's a good idea to have a guide on the recovery journey because you could see how difficult it can be, right? You can see how challenging it is. Even when you're doing everything right, it's so easy to question everything. Once you have the right person, the most challenging part is more or less over. Now, you will still deal with the ups and downs of recovery. And, you know, you'll have moments where you question things still, but your trajectory, like, will be so much quicker. You'll just be doing so much better. You will have different quality problems. You'll have better quality problems on the healing journey. You won't be thinking, oh, am I stuck? Am I doing right? You know, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Those things won't be there. You'll just be feeling the pressure of discomfort a little bit as you're breaking past your boundaries. So make sure, if you can, get a guide on the recovery journey. You know, if you can't, again, there's hundreds of videos, thousands of videos on my channel. You know, you can definitely watch some videos and get some nuggets here and there. And so I hope this helps. If you want to know the 5 steps of overcoming anxiety symptoms once and for all, I'll put a link down here. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.